Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the midst of discussing the halachas of what we call shtari hajotos, reading material on Shabbos, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, what's permissible, what's not permissible. So I wanted to mention the following concept, and that is that there is a category of reading material, or let's call it I don't like to use the word a heter, but there, perhaps that's the best way of describing it. There's a heter to read anything that is called sarche haguf. Sarche haguf means you're allowed to read things which provide information which is important for you, for your well-being, for the person. Not necessarily anything which is life or death, that you must read, you must know, or you're risking your life. We don't mean anything like that. Of course, but talking about even things which are a much lower level of importance, but yet important, and something that you need to know on Shabbos. So, for example, let's say you have a food package. So let's start with this: the idea that you pick up a food package and just read everything on the label on Shabbos, because that's within the gather of things that are usher because of shtari hajotos. Meaning, if you're bored, you can't just take a cereal box and read about the games on the cereal box or whatever it may be on the cereal box. You can't read a cereal box or anything else. But information that's on the package, on the cereal box, or on the label of the food package, whatever it may be, that's important for you to know on Shabbos, you are allowed to read. For example, well, first of all, if you want to check for a hechsher, you're not entirely sure that you got something and it got delivered by Walmart, you want to make sure Taka has the hechsher that you expected. So, of course, you're allowed to check for that, or to see if it's pariv, or, you know, that. So that's not even, for that, we don't even have to comment that tzarchei haguf, that would probably be mutter under the category, a different category of tzarchei mitzvah, because it's something that you want to eat on Shabbos and you need to know if to make sure that you're allowed to eat it, or that you're allowed to eat it right now when you're fleisha. But more than that, let's say it's something which you only want to eat if it has or doesn't have certain things in the ingredients. And again, not because you're allergic to peanuts and you have to make sure it doesn't have any peanuts, or God forbid it could be life-threatening. Of course. But even if it's simply you don't want to eat it if it contains whatever it may be, you name it. You're trying to be careful not to eat foods that contain that ingredient because you feel it's not healthy, or you limit your intake. You only want to eat a certain amount of it per week, and you try to limit, or at least you want to know how much of it you're intaking. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to read the ingredients and see if it does contain, what it does contain, etc., in order to know, in order for your tzarchei haguf. Now, if there are other things on the food package, certain things that are there just for advertising, you're not allowed to read. If there's an expression there that says, by far the best tasting ketchup, since the invention of the tomato, or whatever, which is an advertising. It's an advertising line. It's just there to get you to buy the product next time. So you're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. That's an advertisement. If there's information there about, if you could send away this label, or nowadays, I guess, just scan this label and you'll be automatically entered into a contest to win money or something. So that, I believe you would not be allowed to read either. It's a mekuchu memkar. So things like that you can't read. And if there's just stam information, sometimes you have a certain cereal box, remember that it's some brand of cornflakes, and it's talking all about maize. What is maize? You know, what is that grain, and when it was first discovered or first came to this country or whatever. So to read that, you can't do either. Unless we mentioned last week the heter of onik Shabbos, if a person is really reading it because they get a geschmack out of it, so then there's a tzad heter. But we said that's not, even that is not the choice thing to do. But even if you rely on that heter and you do read certain types of secular material for oneg, but just because you're sitting around and maybe eating some cornflakes or eating whatever it is on Shabbos, and you know just reading it because it's there, that I don't think that's called oneg Shabbos. You don't get particular oneg out of finding out in what year they brought corn over to this country and started planting in this country. You don't get much oneg out of that. You're just reading it because it's there on the package. And so that you should not do on Shabbos. Now, let's say your child or one's child brings home some weekly bulletin from school. School puts out a bulletin either that all the grades get or that your particular child's grade or class gets. So if there are Divrei Torah in there, as there are often, so that for sure you could read the Divrei Torah. If there are, now sometimes, I mean, I've seen things like this where they actually have ads. People could, I guess, pay the school that they'll staple on, you know, together with the what's new in the in Mora so and so's third grade. They'll also staple the thing about Shani Shaitels is coming to whatever city you live in, and she'll be there for 3 days next week, and from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's an ad that for sure you can't read, especially if you're you've been waiting for Shani to come to town to sell her shaitels because you've heard a lot about her shaitels and you really want to check them out. So that you can't read, of course. They shouldn't really include those things when they're sending these things home on Friday. They should not include those things. And I don't think most do, but I have seen places where they have that. But the question is, what about this stuff about what happened in our third grade this week? In the playgroup, we learned Aleph and we did this, we did that. So I've seen that a number of poskim, including amongst them, Shmuel Kamenetsky, to say that it's okay to read that on Shabbos because it's part of your child's chinuch that you're taking an interest, and especially if your child, in most cases, is old enough to know and young enough to want you to read it, to care about it, and even if his picture doesn't happen to be in this particular issue of Mora Shani's or Mora whatever whatever it may be, Mora Rivki's gone. They're telling about what happened in his class and what they did and the poem that they learned and the songs that they sang, and he or she are very happy that their mommy and daddy are looking at it and caring about it. So that's part of the child's chinuch, that you're showing an interest in what they're doing is important, that they're whatever level they're on is important. So that is, you're allowed to read even if there's no tzarech aguf, and it's not the retarah, but it's for that, it's a chinuch tzarech. Endeavor, and that you're allowed to do. What about looking at a phone book on Shabbos? Looking at a phone book that has not just phone numbers but addresses. Now, I know, real phone books, I don't know if they really exist anymore. I mean, city phone books, white pages, I don't think exist anymore because everybody has, or most people have, phones with electronic lists. But what about a local phone directory which has addresses as well? So many posts can say if you're using it, you need to find an address for Shabbos because you want to go to somebody's house for whatever reason, so that you'd be allowed to use for that purpose. The book very well might be considered muksa, probably is considered muksa because it's primarily meant for phone numbers. Again, let's talk about the old style phone books. It's primarily meant for phone numbers. And the ones that the from communities put out very often are packed with ads. Half of them are ads. So it should be treated as muksa, but if you need it for an address on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to go to many posts. You're allowed to use it to handle it just to find the address and to read the address you need for Shabbos. So somebody sent a question about children's books. So children's books are mutter to read to children. So I'll tell you what I always thought, the reason I always thought, and then I'll tell you the reason that I recently saw in a Sefer. The reason I always thought was that the whole idea that a book can't be, a secular book can't be read, is because it's not shtori hedyotos mamish, it's not business papers, a regular a novel or that type of thing, or even a nonfiction book, but it's michlif, it's the type of thing that's could be confused with, exchanged with. It's in a general category of secular reading materials, but I always figure that kids' books are not. Kids' books is a whole different bria. Nobody would, you know, ever dream of confusing a child's book, whether it's a secular kid's book, you know, regular, just, you know, regular general subjects, or if it's a Jewish type of book, and nobody would confuse that with shtori hedyotos. That's what I always thought, but I recently saw a different heter in a sefer that it's also for a child. It's when you read a book to a child, it's usually not just, you know, for a pastime, not just because he's tagging at your skirt, he or she, and you know, nagging you to read the book or whatever it may be, but it's educational for the child. They're learning from hearing the words, hearing the concepts, even if it's, you know, a child's level, but that's the level they're at, and they're learning very often new words and new ideas and stuff. So it is educational. It's like a form of tzarchei giv, even if it's not Torah. Certainly, if it's a Torah book, which is teaching the Torah values, it's written properly and teaching Torah values, and, or maybe even, you know, mamish, like the Little Medrash says, these types of things, or parsha stories. So of course that's mutter. But even if it's a book of hashkafa, which was written to teach midas tovos for real, then that's of course mutter. But even if it's not, even if it's just a regular book, but the child learns from it and helps open his mind. And even if he sees the pictures, but he thinks things that are, you know, that are right to see, that are proper, and that are educational for a child. So for that reason, it's mutter, and it's better for the parent to read it to him or to the child for that reason. Okay, Bez Hashem, I hope to continue with these halachos tomorrow, if I still have people listening to them. But pretty good. I think we said a lot of heterim today. I don't think you said too many things that are us. I think more heterim than yisurim. So hopefully you'll still tune in. Okay, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.